Won't look tonight, if you have your Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. And 2 Timothy chapter 3. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The Bible says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. He said, "This I know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heedy, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof." He says, "From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and ever able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jonas and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord," I like that part, "delivered me." Amen, glory. "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." I want to preach just a few minutes this evening, if God will be my help, on this thought, the real deal. Amen? The real deal. What does that mean, preacher? It means it's not fake. It's not phony. It's not made up. It's real. I'm glad that we can stand upon something tonight that's real. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying the Word of God, it's real. It speaks to our heart. It gives us real information that'll help us to live real lives that'll bring glory to God's name. Amen? That He can be, so one day, Billy, He can look at us and say He's well pleased with us. And we can finish our course, praise God, according to the perfect will of God. But we see this in Paul's writing today. We see he's writing to young Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4. And he's given a warning. He says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Amen? So Paul's giving us a warning here. He said, pay attention, be aware, because there's some that's going to leave the faith. They're going to succumb to the doctrines of devils, the doctrines of demons. Amen? That teaching, instructing, that ain't from God. And he said, they're going to take that and they're going to go another way. Amen? And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he said, "This know also," and he talked about the last days will be perilous times. He said, perilous times shall come. Amen? Now, he didn't say that they might come, Brother Don. He didn't say that they could come. He said, perilous times are coming. Amen? Difficult times are on the way. The only way we'll sidestep those is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? It'd be my granddaddy said, praise God, he said, when they was growing up and the Depression hit, amen. He said they didn't even know that there was depression because they just lived off the land. They were so poor already that it didn't matter. Amen. In other words, they didn't have nothing to lose. But I want to say, praise God, if we got the Lord Jesus Christ, glory be to God, and He's the most important part of our life, He's all that we need. Amen. And if we lose everything else in this world, He's promised He'll still take care of us. He'll still provide that's needed. So he says that he gives them a warning here in Paul's first letter to Timothy. And in the second letter here, he said the last days will be perilous time. He said in the last days, he's talking about that dispensation of grace, those last days of grace that God's given. I believe today we're living in the last days of grace. You can see the devil fighting all right. I ain't never seen people so crazy in all my life. I mean, coming up with things, I mean, just so much strife and contention and just meanness in people's heart. I mean, you see people on TV and they're talking, they're rebuking, putting down, and it's just like you can see the devil in their eyes. Amen. They're hateful and hating everybody. Amen. But he said it'd be kind of like this in the last day. He said we'd be marked by a moral breakdown in society. Amen. All these things, he said, that's part of a moral breakdown. Amen. And now, people's all the time saying, we heard politicians say, well, now we know we need more morals in our country. But I want to say, you can't have morals in a country till you have conviction in people's hearts. Amen. It takes conviction to install morals. Morals by themselves will not stand. But with conviction in the hearts and minds of God's people, amen, we can make a difference. Amen. Even if it's one person at a time. But he said that we would see in the last days, we'd see marked by a moral breakdown in society. I've never seen such a thing. They're bound and determined to kill little babies. Supreme Court Justice Anthony resigned next month. He's resigning, or he's retiring. And they're scared to death that we'll get another conservative in there that'll reverse Roe versus Wade. Praise God, I hope we do. Amen. We need to be praying, praise God. We need to be praying God to put a good, solid constitutional man in there that'll stand for the Constitution of the United States, because it was founded upon a great Creator God, amen, that had designed for this country to stand and to be all that it could be for the glory of God. And I believe to support that little nation of Israel. To stand with them, praise God, to the end. And if we'll stand true with them, God will stand true with us, and He'll help us through this thing, and we'll end. I'm talking about the real deal tonight. What God has for His people. You know, a preacher, you shouldn't preach things like this. And, you know, it might upset somebody. Praise God. Yeah, it does. It upsets the devil in a big way. He don't like it when you tell the truth on him. But praise God, I want to say this bunch of liberals is trying to destroy our country and their foundation and their moral. It's what God said would be happening last day. But he said, we're not of those that partakers in that, but we're those that come out from among them and are separate from that. Amen. That's what the real deal is. He said it'd be more. See, God gives us some things that we can see taking place. He lays it out for us so we can look at it. Amen. I guess he figured we was probably like that man from Missouri. We want to see it. You know, that's what the Jew died. They sought for a sign. They wanted to see it. And Paul's telling young Timothy, he said, you'll be able to see it when it begins to come to pass. So we begin to see it in more breakdown. We see the beginning of the mark on it as the false religions as they become, they come into this land, this country. I was reading a book the other day, and somebody told me, oh, said, preacher, you need to read that. He's one of the greatest authors. I mean, he just breaks the Bible down so good. And boy, I tell you, I got to looking at it, read just a little bit of it, and I throwed it over in the corner. I said, yeah, he did. He just tore the Bible, broke it down, tore it all to pieces. Amen. Right out of the gate, just a few pages in, he said, if you believe in that old King James Bible, we've got, what we're doing here, we're just breaking it down. We've got some other versions that make it better. Amen. I said, I was through with that. I said, ain't nothing better than this old King James Bible, praise God. And the thing he was trying to tell us was bringing us right down to where we'd believe anything, believe a lie and be damned. Amen. I'm glad I can stand for the truth. But he said there'd be false religion. Amen. There'd be false religion. There'd be claims that, of this and that everywhere, praise God. Things that'd be happening. People be running to this one and running to that one. Running to and fro. Amen. We're seeing the day we live. Seeking some new thing. Some new fad that's going on. Amen. Some new form of religion. You know what I believe? I believe religion's going to send more people to hell than about anything else. Amen. A form of, he said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. I want to say there's a real power, there's a real influence in the Word of God. We ever get a hold of a real thing, when it becomes a real deal in our life, praise God, it'll transform us into something that we never thought we could be. But it'll be for the good. Amen. So he said it'd be false religions. He said it'd be wild, widespread deceit. Deceit is everywhere. Deceivers here, deceivers there. Deceivers, you can turn on the television, you got cable, and you can find a deceiver on about every other channel. Amen. You see all the deceivers, all of Hollywood are deceivers. They're trying to paint a picture that everything's, that for somehow or another God's changed his mind and everything's okay. Amen? It's okay to shack up. It's okay to be a sodomite. It's okay to be a drunk and a whoremonger and a drug addict. It's okay. Just so you know God. Amen? It's the seed. It's widespread. It's everywhere. But God Almighty. See, what Paul was talking about here, Timothy's talking about the same things that was happening. Those old heresies, praise God, that people were putting out there. They were denying the cross and they were denying grace. And I want to say, without the cross and without grace, we had had no hope. Amen. But because of the cross and because of grace, praise God, we are children of hope. Amen. We have hope tonight, praise God, in the Lord. The Galatians, they were trusting not in the cross and in grace, but they began to trust in the law and works. Amen. You look around this day, you go about any day and you drive around for it, and you see people going into communities trying to work their way in. I mean, talking to some folks the other day, he said people was coming knocking on their door, trying to put their little old paper in their hand. They said, they put their little old paper in your hand and they finished that work. Don't take it. Amen. Jehovah's Witness knocks on your door. Jehovah's False Witness knocks on your door praying, don't take their literature. They don't care if you like them or not. They don't care if you believe like them or not. If you take that piece of paper, then they've completed a good work. It's got them a little closer to heaven. Amen. So don't take it. Say, no, I don't want your stuff. It's a deception. It's a deceiving. It, praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. Amen. Say, I know what you believe. That Charles Taz Russell was wrong. Boy, it tears them out of frame when you bring him up. See, he was that great deceiver that started that cult. Amen. He said when there's 144,000 got in, praise God, that they would be the ones that would rule with Christ. And then when the church got up to 144,000, they had changed their doctrine. But you know what? I'm glad I have a holy God and a holy book. And praise God, he's never had to change his doctrine. He's never had to change his mind, praise God. But there's a lot of deceit in the world today. Deceivers are everywhere. Heresy is all over the place. You cut it on and it's everything's about health and wealth. I want to say, praise God, you want to be prosperous in the world. You put your faith, your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and that finished work of Calvary. Praise God, He promised He'd take care of you. He never promised you a jet. Amen. There's a character on there now saying, well, God told him he needed a new jet. He's already got an airplane. Amen. But God told him he needed a new jet and that you needed to buy him one. Amen. It'll be a cold day when I send him a dollar. Amen. Why? He's a deceiver. Amen. He's ripping off old people like this. People that's sitting at home trying to get a little something, a nugget from God. Amen. And he's deceiving them and he's ripping them off and he's stealing from them. He might as well be wearing a mask and a gun. Amen. Oh me. You know I'm telling it right. He's a deceiver. He ain't out to magnify and glorify God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's out to get what he can get for himself. Amen. See, we're not out to get what we can get for ourselves, praise God. We're out to get a little nugget from God so we can give it out to somebody else. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He's an old fellow. I've been working home for a long time. And praise God, God's a warming him up. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. I believe I'm going to see him saved for God. I got the witness to God. See his two brothers saved. And I'm looking to see him saved. I'm trusting in it. Amen. I was over at the nursing home the other day. Got down on the side of his wheelchair and was just talking to him, praying with him. Telling him about the Lord, how much Jesus loved him. One of them little nurses come by and she come over on the side. She said, bless your heart, I'm praying for you. Amen. Old fellow's hard of hearing, Lord God. Had to get up right in his ear and holler at him so he could hear me. I said, Jesus loves you and he wants to save you. Amen. Everybody on the highway knew what I was doing, that I was trying to get the Lord to deal with his heart. Amen. Yeah, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to get him to Jesus, praise God. God, give me something I want to give to him before it's too late. Pass it out in a liberal fashion, glory be to God. Not a bunch of hocus pocus, but the truth of God that He loves you and He died for you on the cross of Calvary. Amen. You're not good enough to make it on your own, but He is. Trust in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that deception was there. Amen. Unlearned men were deceived. Amen. You hear what I said? Unlearned men were deceived. You know, if we don't study and read this and pay attention, if you ain't going to study, listen to me. Now, if you ain't going to study and read it for yourself, at least pay attention when you're in the house of God. Amen. I know we get really busy. A lot of us don't have a whole lot of time. We need to be reading our Bible a little bit every day. But if you don't have time to read your Bible, please pay attention when you get to where somebody is. So you can get a little nugget, praise God, because you'll need it somewhere along the way. Amen. It'll be that part, praise God, that'll come along and help you when you need it. Praise God. Keep you away from these damnable heresies that was coming in. It's trying to come in. You know, how do we resist them? By four words. The Bible said, Thus saith the Lord. Amen. Thus saith the Lord, praise God. That's our foundation, praise God. That's what we build upon. Thus saith the Lord. If God don't say it, then it's wrong. Amen. It's our foundation. It's our guide, praise God, to show us the right way. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Somebody start telling you a bunch of hocus pocus junk, praise God. And if they can't back it up the word of God, then you just need to tell them to just go on. They start telling you about what they believe. So just show it to me in the old King James Bible and I'll believe it. If it sounds strange, praise God, get them to show you. If they can't show you, praise God, they ain't got nothing. Amen. If they can show you, praise God, the Word of God, thus saith the Lord, then you can take it and you can believe it. Amen. Praise the Lord. It'll help your heart. Amen. See, that the false gospel, it's everywhere. Paul had to deal with that. Look over at Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. Paul was dealing with false doctrine in the Galatians. Amen. Now, the Galatians had received the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you with me? Paul preached to them and they believed it. Amen? But Paul got down the road a little ways and got back to him and praise God. They was trying to infiltrate them with another doctrine, with another gospel. Amen? Did you know there's another gospel? Let me know that. There was another gospel. Amen. I'm glad you don't, because they ain't. Amen. There is no other gospel than the Lord Jesus Christ. But there was some folks that come in and said, you know what? There's another gospel, better gospel. Praise God. You can partake in it. You can be part of it. I want to say there's one you can partake in, be part of. Praise God. It is the greatest gospel there ever was. It's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, he said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Amen. He said that was a different gospel, a different kind of gospel, a gospel that was in opposition to the gospel that I'd preached to you. Amen. He said, how soon you've been removed from the truth by chasing after a fable, something deceitful. Praise God. He said, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Amen. He said, it's not another. He said, it's not that there's another or that they could be another. Amen. That's what that, in verse 7, that word another, that's what that literally means. He said, not that there's another or that there ever could be any other gospel. He said, there's only one gospel. Amen. We're hearing a whole lot of different gospels, a whole lot of different ways to get to heaven today. Not a whole lot of different books that tell us different ways, but I won't say there's only one way. It's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in Him, His death, burial, and His resurrection, that He got up for you. Amen. That you might be saved. So He said it's not another gospel. It's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but though we are an angel from heaven, amen. He said, Paul, you know what Paul says right here? Brother Ralph, he says this. He said, if I was to lose my mind to go preaching you something else, praise God, it would be wrong. Even though I preached you the gospel and you believed it, if I preach anything else to what I've already preached to you, it'd be wrong. Amen. He said, I done give you the truth, praise God. If anybody says anything different, any other gospel is wrong. Only gospel is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the God, they had received the gospel. Amen. They had received the gospel, but they was hearing another gospel. See, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Amen. So what he's saying here, he said that you believe the gospel. Amen. You begin to follow another gospel. He said it's another, in other words, that word another there means another kind. I want to say another kind of gospel leads you in a different direction. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's the only way. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. That means he's the only way. There's no other gospel than that one. Amen. So they begin to follow another gospel. What was it? It was an imitation. Amen. You know, there's a lot of imitations out there. There's an imitation for everything anymore. You go, you got to be careful. You go up our jewelry store and buy your wife a nice, pretty diamond ring. And if you ain't careful, you'll get somewhere and get the checking at by a real jeweler. And he'll look at the thing. He said, sir, that ain't nothing but a piece of glass. Amen. A piece, and worse yet, a piece of plastic. Amen. There's a lot of imitations out there that'll deceive you. But praise God, I'm glad there's only one thing. In other words, he said, it's a pattern. It's an imitation. He said, that means it's not genuine. It's not real. But I'm glad, praise God, that we have the real thing. Amen. Now all you ladies be going out to the jewelry store Monday checking your rings. They'll be up there tomorrow, Brother Don, check and see if that thing's real. I always thought that thing looked a little funny. Amen. Probably got it out of a bubblegum machine. Quarter. Took $1.50 to get that quarter ring. Amen. Done fetched it out there and give it to her. Now we're hitched. Amen. Glory to God, done got her and she can't go nowhere now. Amen. Got her with a 25-cent ring. Amen. Out of a bubblegum machine. But he said they begin to follow a different direction. In other words, they was following a different truth. You know, there's two different truths. There's a truth that can be an idea, but then there's a truth, a real truth, that is a person. Amen. I'm afraid there's a lot of people that's got the truth. They've got the idea. In other words, we roll it around our head, but we don't have the truth of living in our heart, which is Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the person of Christ living in us. Amen. We go around in the world and we try to imitate Him. And we ought to be Christ-like. I preach it all the time. Maybe I oughtn't preach it so much. We try to be more Christ-like, but praise God, we're going to fail short because we're not Christ. Amen. We can be discouraged if we try to be like Him, but with the idea that we can be like Him because He was the only perfect human being that'll ever live. You and I'll never be perfect. Sorry, honey. I just have to break to you. I'm never going to be perfect. I just am what I am by the grace of God. He's working on me. I'm getting better. Amen. He's preparing me to go there that one day He can present me without spot or blemish or any such thing. But praise God, I'm not going to be that person until I get out of this body. Amen. I'm still contending with the things of this body. Praise God. So he said what he was saying here, he said it's not, the Lord Jesus is not the, it's the truth. It's not just an idea, but it's a living person, Lord Jesus Christ, a living in our hearts. Amen. In other words, he's not an imitation. He's that genuine article. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is that genuine Savior, that only way. Now if you look at genuine means to beget or to be born, to belong to or to proceed from. That's what a genuine thing is. It has an origin. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ had His origin at the right hand of the Father from eternity. Amen. It means to be authentic, to be real, to be true, to be pure. No hypocrisy. It means to be or living with a pretense of being something that it's not. Amen. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Amen. He was the perfect essence of the God of heaven. Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect essence, amen. When he was looking at him, he told Philip, Philip, have I been so long with you? Have you not seen me? Have you not looked at me? Have you not seen? He said, if you've seen me, he said, you've seen the Father. Philip said, show us the Father and it suffices us. Amen. He said, it'd be enough, but praise God. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He walked perfect in this world. You know what? When Jesus talked about somebody, it was to the Father. Amen. When Jesus saw somebody in a fault, he was looking at them with compassion and mercy and love, and he was going to talk to them to the Father. Amen. Boy, we could be more like that. That's the kind of imitation we need to imitators we need to be. Amen. Because Jesus was the genuine thing. Amen. He wasn't a counterfeit. Amen. There's a lot of counterfeits in the world. There's a lot of books floating around in the world that's counterfeits. Amen. It's not the Word of God. They've changed it. They've taken away the deity, Lord Jesus Christ. I heard somebody tell me the other day, said, well, preacher, we use that new King James Bible because they just changed the these and the thous around. No, you know what the new King James does? It puts you back to the priesthood, an earthly priest. It's pointing the church, it's pointing God's people back to Catholicism, praise God. The Roman Catholic Church, that's where it's trying to put us. Amen. Preparing for those last days when the great horror rise up. Amen. We already had churches that sent a letter to Rome and said, you know what, we're sorry because we fell out, because we left. Amen. They actually wrote letters to the church. Different churches wrote letters to Rome and said, we're sorry for what we did because we left you, because we came out. And during the Protestant movement, amen, the time of protesting. I'm going to say, praise God, I don't believe the Baptists were protesters. I believe we were part of that, praise God, that part of the Waldensians and those others, glory to God, that just walked with God, stayed with Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and never was part of that mess. Amen. I believe that. I don't believe we were. I believe there's a lot of counterfeits, though. Me and Teresa was the other day, they've got ways, there's a lot of counterfeit money in the world today. With our technology, we've got a way, we can print money, and it looks just like, they've got printers now that you can scan a $20 bill in, and you can print it out, and it'll look just exactly like a $20 bill. Me and Teresa went out visiting that, and we'd run by Arby's and stop and get us a bite to eat. And when they told us how much it was, I gave the lady a $20 bill, and she had a little thing there, Brother Don, she run that $20 bill through. And it zipped that thing through right quick, scanned it, and she took it and put it in the cash register. Amen. She said that thing tells you whether it's a genuine $20 bill or it's counterfeit. So as soon as it starts through it, it'll kick it out if it's counterfeit. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you what the Word of God does, praise God. It helps you to see a counterfeit. Amen. I was talking to a lady the other day, praise God, and she said, you know what, when I hear stuff on the radio and thing, and when it's the Word of God and it's not the Word of God, it's the wrong version, said automatically I can tell it. The Bible said that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of our bear witness with our spirit. Amen. It don't take long to tell a counterfeit. Amen. But you can have two things, it's the same, but yet they're different. I got to think about money. They used to have silver dollars, and they had $1 bills. And do they still make silver dollars? I don't think they mint them no more, do they? I don't believe they do. I ain't seen no fresh dates on any lately. But used to a silver dollar and a $1 bill had the same value. They was one of the same kind. Amen. They had the same value, but they were different. Amen. But I want to say the Word of God, there's only one of them. Amen. There's only one gospel, praise God, and it's the same every time. Amen. Praise God. It'll always be the same because it's unique. God gave it to us and He designed it to be that way. So it's the real deal, praise God. Amen. You know, we don't have to question it. We don't have to doubt it. We just believe that it is. Now you take that counterfeit money, that counterfeit dollar, and the reason they frown on them so much, and I don't know why, because the government just prints them off. All it is paper. And every time, Brother Don, they get in a bind, they just print off more paper. So, bless God, if they can do it, why can't we? Amen? Brother Don, don't go setting up a press and printing off money. He said, preacher said I could. He said, I got some bills due, so I'll just make me some money. Amen? Can't do that. See, what happens, the difference is between a counterfeit and a real thing, because the government doesn't endorse, it doesn't recognize that counterfeit bill. Amen? So another gospel, praise God, the reason that it's counterfeit, the reason no good, is because God doesn't endorse that counterfeit gospel. Amen. It's the real thing, praise God. That's the only thing that He'll endorse. That's the only thing that He'll put His stamp of approval. That's why churches are dying, praise God, and just as cold and dead as can be, because God has He's disapproved of another gospel. Amen. A gospel of games and gimmicks and works and play and games with children. Amen. It's not working. We're seeing great big mega churches. They're starting to crumble from within. They went in debt for $2 and $3 and $4 million to build these great big sanctuaries. And now the people are coming to place. They're tired of that game that they were playing, and they're starting to go somewhere. You know what they're doing? I believe some people have got some good common sense in the last day of grace, the disposition of grace. People starting to looking for a place like this where the truth of God's real. Amen. Where it's genuine. It ain't an artificial. It ain't made up. It ain't an imitation. And they're starting to seek to have the real thing. And God, that's where God puts His endorsement on it. Stamps it as approved. Praise God. That's what happens. That's the difference between the real thing and the fake thing. The counterfeit is God's endorsement. Amen. We see that, the real thing. We see it. Let me just give you a few more verses and we'll go to the house. We see that in John as he begins to endorse the real thing. In John chapter 1. In John chapter 1, let's look at verse 11. He said, He came into His own received Him not. But now watch this, verse 12 said, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Amen? So that's the real deal. That's the gospel right there. Amen? He said, He came to His own received Him not. He said, but as many as received Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, as many received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. That's the real gospel. That's the truth tonight. As many as believe on, trust, the men believe on, that means to trust in, to rely on, and adhere to. To take Him in, to believe Him, to trust Him, to rely on Him, praise God. To adhere to what He says. Because He's telling us that He loves us and He cares for us. Amen. Praise God. In Acts, Peter says in Acts chapter 4, in Acts chapter 4, in verse 12, well, verse 11, he said, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. He said, He is the genuine article. The only place of salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen? He says there's only one name, praise God, that we can be saved by, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He's the only way in. Amen? He's the real deal. He's that way that we get saved, born again, and we live with Him, praise God. If we don't have Him, then we're dead already while we live. He said we're dead. Ephesians 2 said we're dead in trespasses and sins without the Lord Jesus Christ. But He said we can become partakers of His righteousness when we ask Him in our heart. We ask Him to forgive us our sins. Amen. So we see that the real deal is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the real deal, because it is real, it gives us the hope that we need. The hope that we see in 1 John chapter 5. Amen. That life with Christ. In 1 John chapter 5 verse 11. Well, if you go back to 1 John chapter 5, verse 10, he said, He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. Amen? You believe what God said about His Son? Huh? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he said that he died and was buried, and 3 days he arose according to the Scriptures. Amen? And then he was seen, he gives that list of seen because God said so. I believe it because God said it. Amen. Along with these other people. Verse 11, 1 John 5, he said, "This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in Muhammad, Buddha, it's in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ." That's the true gospel. If we try to put anything else there, it messes it up. It makes it a counterfeit. He said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." He said the real deal, John tells us here, he said the real deal, praise God, people, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not an imitation, He's not a phony, He's not another way. He is the way. Amen. I had a fellow stand and argue with me, tried to argue with me about that. He said, "Oh, preacher, I believe there's other ways. Other ways get to heaven." Amen. I said, God said, if heaven is ruled by God, God is the God of heaven. And God said this is the only way that He'll accept anyone in. And you ain't going to tell me that there's another way. He said, "Oh, but you know, if you do good works," I said, have you ever had a bad thought? He said, "Well, yeah, everybody has." I said, "Well, then it's not good enough. You've sinned and come short of the glory of God." Amen. I said, "The only way in is trust the Lord Jesus Christ and His righteousness. That's the only way to get in." But John said, "This is the hope that we have. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Amen. That's a fact. That's a fact. That's the real deal. Amen. In one verse. "He that hath the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life." In other words, you're dead in your trespass and sin. You're dead and on your way to a devil's hell, lost without God. Not because God wants to see you there. God don't send nobody to hell. Amen? You send yourself by rejecting the Lamb of God. You do it by rejecting the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. That good word, amen, the Lord, the truth that sets us free. Amen. Gives us that blessed hope that John tells us about here in John chapter 5. The only hope that we need, the only help that we have is in the real deal, the real thing, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that makes the difference. He's the one that gives us the hope. He's the one that gives us the help, amen. And boy, I tell you, without Him, we can do nothing. Boy, the Lord just keeps bringing, He brings that to me 10 times a day. I get the thinking on things and the fretting on things, and the Lord will bring that to my mind. Without me, you can do nothing. And I just have to stop, pull on the reins, and say, "Lord, what do we need to do? What do I need to do, my part? Because I can't do nothing without You." And He'll say, "Okay, now let's see what we can do." And you know what? It makes a difference. It makes a difference. I don't get frustrated like I used to. I don't get aggravated like I used to. I do get sometimes upset when I see the devil working and devil doing things, and I know it's just the devil and that God's not in it. And I see God trying to destroy and dissuade our people. It just breaks my heart. But you know, I've realized that I can't do nothing about it, but He can. I can take it to Him. I can ask Him for His help because He's the real deal, and He can begin to work in these places where I can't. I've seen here in this church family, I've seen things seem like it was plumb out of hand, and God just reach out and get a hold of it, and next thing you know, get up the next day, praise God, and it's just like it never happened. Amen. I can't do that, but God can. Amen. He can do that in my life. He can do that in the church life. He can do that in your life because He's God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me. Hope we said something tonight to encourage your heart, give you a little bit of help. Praise God. Realize that don't let nobody tell you there's another way, a better way, because there's only one way, and it's Jesus' way. The Lord Jesus Christ, Him crucified, buried, and risen again, sitting at the right hand of the Father, make intercession for you and I.